law and order. Civil justice, civil rights, PL and PD, property liability, property damage. All before insurance companies and all of this, God had rules. God had rules in the garden, didn't he? He had rules after man was absolutely exited from the garden. God has always had rules, and his rules are legitimate, aren't they? The rules are legitimate. Now, we're in Exodus, the 23rd chapter, and I want to read some things here. I want to read 9 verses in the 23rd chapter. Get my books all up here. Verse 23:1. You shall not repeat or raise a false report. You shall not join with the wicked to be an outrighteous witness, unrighteous witness. This is perjury. This is laws of perjury. You shall not take part in laws of perjury. Now, if you remember right, Moses' father-in-law, now, he was the one that set up the rules, or told Moses, "Moses, there's too much weight on your shoulders. You need to find 70 men that can't be bought, that are righteous, that are truthful, and appoint them to as judges." This is where the Sanhedrin court began. And also, in here where it said that you shall not rail against your leader, your ruler, your prince, Moses was their prince and God's man. When Israel, or the children of Israel, left the land of Egypt, Mitzrayim, they railed against Moses every chance they got. And God told them, "Quit railing against your appointed prince over you. He's my man. He took you out of slavery." And he keeps on reminding them every few verses that Moses was the one that led them out. Remember, you were in slavery. 23:1, again. You shall not join yourself with wicked to be an unrighteous witness. You shall not be part in any perjury. You shall not follow a crowd to do evil. Nor shall you bear witness at a trial so as to side with a multitude or to pervert justice. I don't care what anybody else is doing out there, you do the right thing. I don't care what the world's doing, you do the right thing, he says. And don't let yourself to be forced into doing something like this. Don't let yourself be drugged into the worldly matters. Neither shall you be partial to a poor man in his trial just because he is poor. Now don't look and put the poor man, and don't always take the poor man's side, because sometimes the poor man's a crook. If you meet your, now here, God loves animals. Did you know that? God made all these animals and God loves them. God loves them in spite of their owners. I know an old Indian man once told me, if you want to really tell what kind of a person a person is, look how he treats his dog. Yeah. Did you hear that? If you want to really understand what kind of a person the person is, look how he treats his dog or his horse or his cattle. Watch how he treats them, and that way you'll know what he's made out of.
Yeah.
You'll know what he's made out of. You'll know how he feels. You'll know him by his actions. If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, The animal is more important than the enemy. The animal is more important than the enemy because the animal has a soul. The animal has a mind. The animal has feelings. The animal is cold. He's hot. He has an appetite. He's hungry. Animals love. Did you know that? Animals have the capability of love. Just look at some bad man with his dog. He treats and kicks that dog around and everything else, and guess what? The dog still follows him. Mm-hmm. Kind of reminds me of God, when we treat God sometimes. If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall surely bring it back to him again. Mm-hmm. If you see the donkey of one who hates you lying helpless under his load, you shall not worry about who owns him. You shall worry about the animal. You shall refrain from leaving the man to cope with his problem alone. You shall help him to release the animal for the animal's sake. Have you ever felt sorry for a man's dog? Or people's dogs? I've seen dogs starve to death. I've seen chickens starve to death. I've seen cattle starve to death and horses. It breaks my heart. I have memories of this. A long time ago, I sold a horse. And I just happened to go back by where that horse was about 2 or 3 years ago, or 2 or 3 years later down the road. And I came there to the place. I couldn't recognize the horse. It was a beautiful quarter horse, but it looked like a greyhound starving to death. I couldn't look at it. I couldn't look at it. It broke my heart. Number 6. You shall not pervert the justice due to your poor in his cause. The elderly and the poor are, in society, wards for somebody to take care of them. When you get old, you can't take care of yourself anymore. And many people take advantage of the elderly. If you don't believe that, just look how many elderly bank accounts have been emptied. Look how many bank accounts have been emptied of the poor and the elderly. People prey upon them like victims because they older people are hungry for conversation. Because many times their children and their grandchildren, this is grandchildren day today, this is grandparents day today. How many of you grandparents got a phone call or a letter or a card from your grandchildren? They're too busy with their lives. You're nothing but a burden. And they definitely don't want to be you to be a burden to them. But when you die, they want their part. But they don't want anything to be a burden. There was a man in the Bible. Had two sons. One son was obedient, one son was a rebel. And the rebel looked at his father right straight in his face one day, and this was a death penalty for what he did. He looked at the father and he said, "I want my inheritance now." Now, the father could have taken him to the judges, and they could have stoned him to death for that. What it meant, he said, "I don't love you. I don't care about you. I want your money now." Mm-hmm. That's bad. I want it now. I want it now. Jesus cross-referencing the verse where you see the donkey of the one who hates you lying helpless under a load. You shall refrain from leaving it to him, and you shall surely help that man release that donkey. In Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 31 through 33, Jesus is talking about the same thing in the New Testament. If you see your enemy's donkey fall in a ditch, throw a rope around it and try to pull it out. It's a helpless animal. His ox, the same way. His sheep, the same way. No matter how much scoundrel the man is, that animal needs help. And God loves him. Another time Jesus said, He said, there's not one sparrow falls from the sky that your heavenly Father doesn't know about. Mm-hmm. Why? Because every sparrow, every bird is under the care of God. Not one of them falls to the ground that the Lord doesn't know about. He's omniscient, you know. Omnipresent. That's God. You shall not pervert justice due to your poor in his case. Jesus also told another story in the New Testament. Jesus repeats these messages here that we have of civil justice and right and wrong over and over in the New Testament. Jesus said there was a widow, a woman, that had been done wrong. And she went to the judge and asked the judge. And by the way, the judge didn't fear God and didn't fear man, either one. He was just what we might call a sociopath. That's the wrong person to have for a judge. That's the wrong person to have for a district attorney, too. Now, Jesus said, and the woman just kept on going back and begging for justice. And the judge didn't care. He wasn't afraid of God. The Bible says if the poor ask for justice here, I'm going to require it of you, you leaders. I'm going to require it of you. You do this, I'll kill you, he said in the last message, didn't he? I'll kill you. I'll make your wives widows and your children orphans. You better do what I tell you. You better pay attention to how you live in this world. You shall not pervert justice. That means make it crooked. Keep far away from a false matter. And be very careful not to condemn to death the innocent and the righteous, for I will justify and I will acquit the wicked. I will not justify and I will not acquit the wicked. You know, in history, you can almost go in every state in our union, and you can find cases where innocent men were hung, electrocuted, gassed in gas chambers, because somebody did wrong. Somebody else did the deed, and it got blamed on somebody else. Not too long ago, they turned a man that had been turned out a man that had been in prison. They finally, the DNA proved that he wasn't guilty. He had lost his whole life. Let's think about it. There are many people have gone to their execution innocent. One president of the United States, one president, he believed in that every man in court, no matter how poor or how rich he was or how much of a scoundrel he was, that he ought to have a representation in court. He said, I would rather see one guilty person get away than an innocent man executed. He said, it's never right to execute the innocent. It's never right to persecute. It's never right to incarcerate the innocent. But the Bible has very specific examples and laws of how you're going to be executed if you have a capital offense. By two or three witnesses, let everything be established. Witnesses can be bought and sold. And he says right here, keep far from a false matter. Be very careful not to condemn to death the innocent and the righteous, for I will not justify and acquit the wicked. Terrible things happen in society. These are rules for society. These are civil laws, but they are spiritual laws also. You shall not take a bribe. For the bribe blinds those who have sight and perverts the testimony and the cause of the righteous. A bribe perverts justice. It blinds people. It blinds people. Bribery blinds people. How many times in the history of our country, America, have we had people in high powers pay off? We talked about animals being mistreated earlier in this. I think of a case there where we used to live in Old River. My cousins came out from Oklahoma, Bill and Cindy Paul. And Bill was a farmer and a rancher and a cattleman and an oil man. And Cindy worked for the EPA. She was an environmental scientist. We got her in a car and we drove down Bear Mountain Boulevard, and they had rented this brand new white Cadillac, and it had flow through ventilation. The inside of that car was just full of dirt from the dairies. Just full. You couldn't see 50 feet in front of you. You couldn't hardly see a white line in the daytime. Cindy turned around to me and she said, I can't believe this. If this was in Oklahoma, somebody would go to jail. Somebody must be paid off here. Well, that was exactly what was going on. Mm-hmm. They had payoffs. I remember when they were going to come and investigate this, and Channel 17 News was going to be there, and all this happened. I happened to go down to a local restaurant there, and I heard this dairyman bragging. He says, they're supposed to come out today, and they're going to bring the news out and everything else. He said, I am a member of the California Dairy Association, and I don't pay taxes, I pay politicians. I better not hear from them. They better not show up. Well, he paid politicians. He didn't pay taxes. Mm-hmm. And it never got on the television either. I remember another time, when I was going to school very, very young, when I was in high school, when I moved from Fish Lake Valley down to California, I went to Bakersfield High School. And I studied ag science 2 hours a day. I had double classes with ag science. We talked about planting. We talked about pesticides, etc. And one of the things they emphasized to us, that if you are a farmer, you're going to get cancer. If you live on a farm, you're going to get a cancer. If you are a farmer, you're going to get cancer. But how well you protect yourself from the chemicals that will damage your body and cause this cancer, your lifetime, how you protect yourself is how long you're going to live without cancer. That was one thing. And another thing they said, there is a chemical now that we can put in feed, like in the cattle yards and the feed yards, flies will pretty much, the house fly and the flies of the cattle yards will disappear. We can do away with it. We can totally control that. What are these dairymen down there? I asked him one time, because we had fly problems. We had real fly problems. The house was white, but it was black. The cars were white, but they were black. Fly specks all over everything, just flying over. They couldn't hardly breathe for them. And I asked him, I said, why don't you use that chemical in your feed to stop these flies? He said, well, we have very good filtration systems in our house and everything. We have a blower coming down, and when we go in the house, we don't get very many flies in our house. I said, all right, but what about us? Why don't you use the chemical? Because they said it costs money, and nobody makes us do it. And we're not going to do it. We're not going to spend a penny until they make us do it. That was his answer. All of this is written in these laws that we have right here. Society, the ruling class of any society, has a debt to its constituents of justice. The ruling class, the lawyers, the judges, whatever, owe justice. The city marshals, the sheriff's office, the judges, the lawyers owe a debt to society. Several years ago, I had one student in my class. He was from England. And he said over there in England, he said, I've been to the court system down here, and he said, it's horrible. He said, justice is to those that can afford it. He said, in my motherland, he said, a lawyer has to swear allegiance to the crown. He will never defend a person as innocent that is not innocent. You owe that to society. You owe justice to society. You shall not pervert justice. You shall not take a bribe. This is all bribery that we're talking about in these courts. This is bribery, 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 lies, perjury. And I witnessed it myself. Another case of animal cruelty that I witnessed down in that area is that this dairyman said, I pay politicians, I don't pay taxes, and also said that I'm not going to put that chemical in my feed, and I'm not going to try to do anything about dust control or anything else because I don't have to. I pay politicians, I don't pay taxes. They get cut on their electricity and on their energy bills, all of this, because somebody gets paid over. Well, I went by there several times and I saw an absolute terrible thing. Flies are all over. On your windshield going just like machine guns hitting the windows. When you drive the dairies with the flies hitting your windshield. In your radiators and all over the car. Just painting the car. And the poor cattle are standing out there trying to swat the flies with their tail and going like this and whatever, trying to get flies out of their eyes and everything else. But I saw a mass number of those cows that had their tails cut off. Little short bobtailed cows. And I asked the dairymen, I said, what do you do? What do they do that? Well, they have to wash their tails when they get ready to milk them. And if they don't have a tail, they don't have to wash the tail. So they took the cow's fly swatter away. They're not going to cooperate with society because they don't have to. And they can do whatever to the cow that will save them a little money. So they cut the cow's tail off. And I was out in the front yard trimming grapevines down there one time, and this guy drove up down there in front of me and got out of the car, and he says, do you know anything about these dairies out here? And I said, yeah, I'm around here. I live here. He said, well, I'm going to go out to arrest a dairyman down here that cut all the cow's tails off. And he said, it's against the law, and he quoted the law, to do this to an animal. You can't nerve a horse's tail. You can't cut a horse's tail off, and you can't cut a cow's tail off because this is their fly swatter. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. He said, I'm going to go down and arrest him. He's going to get the news down there, and we're going to expose this terrible crime. I said, do you know who you're dealing with? Do you know the supervisors, the representatives of this area? Well, yeah, we know who they are. I said, you know, I said, I've been around here for a long time. This isn't going to fly. He said, it's going to fly because it's law. Law and order? I said, okay. I said, can I have your card? He said, yeah. And he said, where's this dairy? I said, all you've got to do is go down there and turn left. And on the right-hand side, you're going to come to it. You're going to see bobtail cattle. I said, it's very easy to see. He said, well, they're going to be on the news tonight. They're going to, this is going to be, it's going to really splash. It's going to hit the news, what they're doing here. I called him about 2 weeks later. I said, what happened down there? Well, he said, I got down there and the supervisor was there and the representative of this area and he said that we were out of line. That they had exemptions to the rules. They didn't, but they did. They paid the right person. But the next year they voted on that the dairies could not cut the cattle's tails off. And it was against the law, straight, because it said dairies and stockyards. After they're dead, you can cut their tails off, but when they're alive, you don't cut their tails off. Animal cruelty. God talks a lot about that in the Word, you know, in the New Testament and the Old Testament. You shall take no bribe, for the bribe blinds those who have sighed and perverts the testimony and the cause of the righteous. How many times have people been bribed? In court? In society? Verse number 9, that's our last verse, and we'll go back and read it from Hebrew. You shall not oppress a temporary resident, a pilgrim, for you know that the heart of the stranger and a sojourner, seeing that you were strangers and sojourners in the land of Egypt. Yeah? You know that Jesus was a pilgrim? That Jesus was a stranger in the land? You look out here on all the hills. And the cattle on the thousand hills, the antelope on the thousand hills, the sheep on the thousand hills, the horses on the thousand hills, the deer are all Jesus's. They're all the Lord's cattle and donkeys. Jesus sent his disciples into the city there in Jerusalem one time. He said, go over here in this little village outside there, and there's a donkey that's going to stand there, and this donkey, this female donkey, is going to have a colt. I want you to take the colt and bring it to me. And he said, if the owner of the colt says anything to you, you said, God, the master, has need of it. And that should take care of it right there. It's over with. That's it. Everything that we see in this world is God's. Every little old quail out there, every little bird fly in the air, every little bighorn sheep, every little antelope, wild horse, is God's. We're caretakers. We're administrators of His kingdom for Him. Let's do it right. These are some of the rules to do it right. Exodus 23 and verse 1. Elei Shemot. Lo Tisa. Shema Shah. Al Tashet. Yadika Im Rasha. Lioth A Ed Shemos. Shemos. Not You shall keep on carrying. That's second person masculine senior, cal imperfect. You shall not keep on carrying. That word there. You shall not keep on carrying a report, a shema, a word. False. Shal, shema shal. A false report. And emptiness. That word there means emptiness. It is a lie. There's nothing in it. It is a lie. It is a false report. And then not, el, little adverb of negation, tasheth, you shall place for yourself your hand with a wicked man. You shall place for yourself. Now that word is second person masculine senior, cal juicy. That's shuth, tasheth. You shall not place for yourself your hand with a wicked man. To become unto violence there. You know, there's a group in the Middle East called Hamas. Hamas? Hamas. You know who about Hamas? Over there we have problem. Israel has trouble with Hamas all the time. You know what Hamas means? It means violence. What? Men of violence. Jacob called Levi and Simeon Hamas, instruments of violence. Because they went in after the city of Shechem was converted to what we might call Judaism. After they were converted, after they were circumcised so they could marry one of the girls, Dinah, Jacob's daughter. Simeon and Levi went in there and murdered every one of the men. And took and raped and pillaged all the women and children and cattle and stole it all. And on his deathbed, Jacob called these men sons of Hamas. Sons of violence. Men of violence. Lo, Tie, Asherah, Rabim, Li-Roth, Wilo, Ta'aneh, Al, Rif, Lithoth, Asherah, Rabim, Li, Ha, Tot. Not, and a little adverb of negation, again, page 518 if you want to look that up in Brown, Driver, Briggs. You shall keep on becoming. Second person masculine singular, cal imperfect. And that comes from the word Hayah, where the word Jehovah comes from. Page 224, Brown, Brown, Briggs, and page 243, and Kohler and Bumgarner. That word to become. You shall not become. You shall not keep on becoming after much or many to gain from evil. Dishonest gain. To gain from evil. Here we have the word to gain from evil or misery or an evil thing, that word ra, that evil. Wilo. And this wilo there is a conjunction with an adverb with negation on it. We have the word we there, that's a conjunction, page 253. And lo, not, adverb with negation, page 518. And not, ta ineh. Not you shall keep on answering. Not you shall keep on answering upon strife. To incline, to stretch, to bend, to twist. Don't twist justice. Don't try to twist the truth. Cal infinitive construct. Twist and turn. Nata. Asherah. That means following after. Following after Asherah. Much. The Rabim. Much to turn or incline, to bend, to twist. Justice. The truth. That's perjury there. Don't commit perjury. Don't commit perjury. I had a sheriff officer tell me here a while back. He'd known me for 40 years. And he was bringing up an incident, and I won't see him say much about it. Except some of these people in the valley had committed perjury against me 30 and 40 years ago, which cost me a lot. They committed perjury. And he told me, and he smiled at me, he said, "You know, Jim," he said, "there's no statute of limitations of perjury in Nevada. In other words, you'll always be able to come back on them if you want to one of these days and prosecute them for perjury. It's wrong then, and it's wrong now, and under the laws of the state of Nevada, it's wrong forever." We do lo ta dar bari bariva. We do. And the poor and lowly, not you shall keep on honoring second person master senior cal and perfect. That comes from hadar, hadar. Be reliable in his tribe. You shall not keep on honoring and swelling in his tribe. Verse number 4. We're clipping along right here. Ki tifga sha'or orivka oivka o chamaro Toah Hashev Ti Hevinu Lo. Because you shall keep on encountering or meeting an ox. That's a shor. That's an ox. And then it says, Oyivka, and this word here is masculine senior cal participle with suffix second person masculine singular. You, one hating you actively, constantly, participle. Or, we have this little conjunction here, chamarol, that is the word male donkey. This actually is a jack. This is a stallion donkey, okay? And he's wandering. And stallion donkeys wander sometimes because they're looking for a pretty female donkey. And you see this stallion donkey wandering, masculine singular cow perfect participle. Masculine singular cow participle. And then it says to return or to bring back. Return or bring back because you want to. Do it because you want to, because you ought to. Hifel, infinitive absolute. You shall keep on bringing or returning him back to him. Second person masculine singular, hifel imperfect, suffix third person masculine singular. Hebrew is like shorthand. Now Marilyn was really expert at shorthand, Greg shorthand. And she writes little notes. Still, you remember some of it, I guess, after all these years. And that was 70 years ago when you were doing that, wasn't it? Something like that. 23:5 Ki, Tire, Chamor, Sonaka, Rovitz, Tashoth, Masao, Wichadalta, Miazov. Lo, Azov, ha-azov imo. Here we have it again, because or when. That word key there, that's a conjunction. Page 473. When you shall keep on seeing, second person masculine singular cal imperfect, comes from ra'ah. In Genesis 22nd chapter, it says, Jehovah ra'ah. And that was the Lord was seen. That's the word. This word see here is from that word. You shall not keep on seeing a male donkey or jack, a stallion donkey, and one hating you, masculine singular, cal participle, suffix, second person masculine singular, that word, sonaka. That comes from the word shana. Rovets. And he's crouching or laying down, masculine singular, cal participle, under his burden, his load. The load is more than he could handle. So he laid down or he fell down. You shall have ceased, second person, master, senior, cal, wow, consecutive, perfect. You want to walk off and leave this man just exactly also, but you're not going to do it because of that animal. Ma'azol, to leave or to lose him, cal infinitive construct, to him. Now that's a preposition there, that lament, and then it's got that wow there, it's low. That's a preposition with a suffix. Third person masculine singular. To lose, azol. Cal infinity of absolute. And you shall keep on loosing, and here we have that word three times. Ta'azov. And you shall keep on loosing from him that load. Verse number 6 now. Lo tate mishpa. E vi yo nika. Beri vo. Not you shall keep on turning or perverting a judgment. Mishpat. Marilyn, we were there at the Mishpah Hotel the other day. Sharon, you went with us to the Mishpah Hotel. The word Mishpah is from this. When Jacob and Laban met there, they made a covenant with each other, and they called it Mishpah. And that's where the Mishpah Hotel got its name, judgment. Eva yo nika. You're poor and you're needy. In his strife, in his lawsuit, his quarreling at law. Verse number 7. Mid divar, shigar, tiderchok, winagi, wet sadig, all taharug, ki, lo, atzdik, rasha. And from a mid-davar, this means from the truth. From the truth. The from the truth is what? When you don't speak in truth, you speak a lie. It's a lie. A lie matter. That comes from the word davar. It comes with a preposition on front of it from man, page 580, and the word debar is page 190, or 180, that is, in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. A law. A lie, to speak a lie on purpose. A shikar. Shikar is a false, it means a cheat, it's untrue, it means to deal falsely. It's a sham. A sham. When you have somebody make a contract with you and tell you they're going to do something, and all they are is a sham artist sometimes. They're liars. They make their living lying to people. Tiderchuk. You shall keep on keeping a distance between you and him. Distance yourself from you and him. Second person, masculine, and senior, cowl and perfect. You shall keep on making a distance. And a clean and innocent person and a righteous person, that word, wat sadik. Ail, not, little adverb of negation there. Ail, you know, that can mean God. That word, alpha and lamet, aleph and lamet, that is, that word can mean many things in Hebrew. In context, you know what it is. Right here is the adverb of negation, page 39. Teharog. You shall kill for yourself, and not you shall kill for yourself, because not I shall keep on making righteous wicked and evil, dishonest hypocrites. Verse number 8 now. We shall cock lo tikok ki ha shakog ye ah. Ye all were pikchim wasa leaf deber to sa dikim and a bribe. All talking about perjury. We're all talking about common practice, aren't we? In society. And a bribe not. You shall keep on taking, second verse, master and senior, cow and perfect. Listen, leacock, that's a bribe. You shall this bribe, you shall not keep on taking, because ha, sha, shakad, the bribe, he shall keep on blinding, blindsiding, second. Third person masculine singular, PL imperfect. The bribe will blind justice. The one seeing, pikchim. We saleth, and he shall keep on perverting. Second, third person masculine singular, PL imperfect. PL tense is a tense of violence, rapidly and wantonly sometimes. Wantonly perverting words. Words of righteousness. Verse number 9 now. This is our last verse. We gar lo teal shots wa'atim yedatim et nefesh hager. He garim, he yitim, be eretz, mitere mitzraim, mitzraim. And an alien. The word Hagar comes from this word right here. Hagar means wanderer. And a wanderer, pilgrim in the land. A full-time RVer today. Not, a little adverb of negation there again. You shall keep on oppressing. Second person, masculine, singular. Cal imperfect. This is a habit. You do this for a habit. And people do that, don't they? We have them. And you? You? Or you all have known. Second person, masculine, and plural. Cal perfect. You have known. That a soul, a nephesh. The nephesh there, the soul of an alien. Because aliens, you all had become heyatim. I come from Hayah. You all had become in the land of Egypt, in the land of Mitzrayim. What a story, huh? A story of justice and right and wrong. Mm-hmm. This is right and this is wrong. Real simple, God said. Don't take bribery. And yet, in our cities and our counties, it's common practice of what they're doing here, and it's wrong. And the people in places of power
and they look at themselves as if they're immune. Immune to judgment. Immune to prosecution. Mm-hmm. We could name all people in American society that think they're immune to prosecution. People in high places. Father, we brought this message from your word. Help us to live it. Father, forgive me where I fail you, please. Please use your word throughout the world. This is your rules for society, civil law, and justice among people. And Father, you know that societies owe justice to their constituents and to their people. That's why we cry for justice. Father, thank you for your